The on-again, off-again, on-again SARS scare is taking its toll on the economy of Toronto. Paul Waldy is a business reporter for the Globe and Mail newspaper. He joins us by phone. Paul Waldy, I assume that the tourist trade has been hit hard by this. How important is that to Toronto, and how bad is it?
Well, I mean, the tourist trade is real important to Toronto and to Canada, and it's been hit really, really hard. I mean, in April, when the first SARS outbreak arrived, a lot of the normal tourist attractions here, pretty much many of them almost had to shut down. In April alone, for example, we lost something in the order of 12,000 jobs in the restaurant sector, and that was before the World Health Organization issued a travel advisory for Toronto. So things appeared to be recovering a little bit once that travel advisory was lifted earlier this month, but now with this second outbreak, everybody's expecting the worst pretty much for the rest of the summer.
12,000 restaurant jobs before the World Health Organization advisory. This suggests the toll for the whole summer could be in the tens of thousands of jobs.
Oh, absolutely. And it isn't just in Toronto. It's across Canada because, of course, many people around the world, when they hear SARS in Toronto, they often actually hear SARS in Canada. So this affects tourism in, you know, British Columbia, Prince Edward Island, just about the entire country. So it's having a pretty devastating effect, that's for sure.
Do you find that it also has an effect not just on visitors not going to Canada or Toronto, but on the behavior of the people who live there and the way that they either seek out some situations or seek to avoid them?
Not too much here in Toronto, and certainly not now for the second outbreak. It's a bit disconcerting that it's hit a school here, but we haven't seen any people in this city wearing masks that you see in Asia, nothing like that on the streets anyway. So it hasn't really restricted the movements of people within the city or people doing things within the city, but it has affected other Canadians coming to Toronto. Lots of people from other parts of the country are doing the same thing that people around the world are doing, and that is just avoiding the city altogether.
A big attraction that was scheduled for Toronto soon was the American Library Association convention. What's going to happen with that?
Well, as far as we know, it is back on. They had considered canceling the convention, which I think is slated for sometime next month, which would have been a big psychological blow to the city. That's 26,000 odd delegates and $50 million or so in economic activity. So it would have been a psychological blow had they decided to cancel. As far as I know, they are still proceeding and are simply following the health guidelines here and whatever the WHO does.
Now, there also has been a mad cow scare north of the border. Was that just adding insult to injury, or is it actually compounded economic problems for Canada at all?
It's done both. It's certainly added insult to injury and made everybody just kind of throw their hands up. But it has had a real economic impact in other areas of the economy, most notably in the cattle industry. It has had some spillover in the tourist sector, but not too much yet. So right now, the real drama there is on the agriculture sector because, of course, all countries around the world pretty much are now banning Canadian beef imports. So that's hurt. Obviously, exports of cattle from Canada and had a real blow to the cattle industry.
Paul, put this in some context for us. Had there been no SARS scare, and no mad cow scare for that matter either, what did the economy look like in Canada up through, say, the beginning of the year?
Well, the economy looked very, very strong here, and in the first quarter, there's numbers coming out later this week that will show, I think most economists are forecasting that our economic growth in the first quarter was something in the order of 2.5%, which puts us at the top of the G7, but now the economists are saying because of SARS, because of mad cow, that growth could be virtually zero in this quarter, the second quarter. So it's had a huge impact both on the economy and to some extent on the Canadian dollar, although it's been driven by other factors, but definitely there's been an economic fallout from both those illnesses.
Well, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.
Paul Waldy, business reporter for the Globe and Mail newspaper, speaking to us from Toronto.